This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. College professor Nicholas Michaelbust calls 911 after finding his wife and two-month-old daughter unresponsive on the floor of their Colorado home. He tells the operator it looks like his wife fell while wearing their baby in a front carrier, suffocating the infant. First responders find Sarine Kim, 44, covered head to toe in blunt force injuries. That's not consistent with a fall. Kim has a skull fracture, several broken bones in her face. Investigators discovered traces of blood on the couple's freshly washed sheets and a discarded bloody glove.
Nancy, Michaelbust also showed signs he was in a physical struggle with bruised and bloody knuckles and scratches on his neck. Photos of Michaelbust being escorted from the scene show his hands wrapped in gauze and blood on his shirt. Michaelbust and his wife, Sayorin, who was on leave from her role as a forensic accountant with the FBI at the time of her death, previously lost another child under suspicious circumstances. Bear, who was just 9 days old, also passed away from blunt force injuries. The Kim family now suing Michaelbust for the wrongful death of his wife and daughter.
Nicholas Michaelbust, 45, charged with murder. Joshua Cuss, 21, angry when dad demands he return the car he borrowed. Instead of taking the Volvo back to his dad's Jacksonville Beach home, Cuss decides to park it somewhere more interesting. Florida cops called to the beach just after 2 a.m. to find the crossover about 10 feet in the ocean. They locate Cuss at his mom's nearby home, and he admits while he wanted to leave a cinder block on the gas pedal, he settled for just driving the car into the water himself. He assures officers he turned on all the lights and made sure no one was nearby before plowing into the surf. Dad declines to press charges. The only offense, then, is criminal mischief. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Prosecutors in Idaho want to use a college paper written by accused killer Brian Koberger as evidence in his upcoming trial. The 30-year-old is charged with the 2022 stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, Ethan Chapin, Zaina Kernodle, Madison Mogan, and Kaylee Gonsalves. In a court filing, prosecutors argue the 12-page paper written in 2020 while Koberger was a student at DeSales University demonstrates his knowledge of crime scenes. The report details forensic procedures, preserving evidence, and even using protective gear to prevent contamination, strikingly similar to the meticulous way authorities say the crime was carried out. Investigators arrested Koberger weeks after the killings, matching his DNA to a knife sheath found at the scene. His trial, set to begin August 11th, has been moved from Moscow, Idaho, to Boise over concerns about finding an impartial jury. A judge will hear pretrial motions on April 9th, including whether Koberger's autism diagnosis could affect the death penalty case against him. In a shocking incident from Hawaii, a Maui doctor stands accused of attempting to murder his wife during a hike on Oahu's Palipuka Trail. Crime Online correspondent Sydney Sumner brings us the details.
Authorities in Honolulu have charged 46-year-old anesthesiologist Gerhard Koenig with second-degree attempted murder. Police allege that during a hike on the Palipuka Trail, a path known for its narrow ridges and steep drop-offs, Koenig attempted to push his wife, Arielle, off a cliff and struck her multiple times in the head with a rock. The alleged assault reportedly began after Arielle declined to take a photo with him. Two witnesses called 911, and Arielle was transported to a hospital in critical condition. Koenig fled the scene, prompting an extensive search and the temporary closure of the state park. He was apprehended that evening after a brief foot chase. Koenig, originally from Pittsburgh and a former assistant professor at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, had been practicing at Maui Health. Both Maui Health and Kaiser Permanente have suspended his medical privileges pending further investigation.
As the investigation continues, questions remain about what led to this violent incident on one of Hawaii's most scenic trails.
Thanks, John. Charles Lamkin, 38, struggles with a mental health disorder, hospitalized for treatment again. Around 2 p.m., he walks out of the Louisville, Kentucky Audubon Hospital through the ambulance entrance. He's spotted again several times in the next day on Poplar Level Road, near Preston Highway, Parkway Drive. Police believe he's still in the Audubon Park area, but could be traveling toward Shepherdsville, Kentucky on foot. Charles Lamkin may appear disoriented. He's been without his meds. He's classified as endangered missing. 5'10", 160 pounds, red hair, brown eyes. Had a beard at the time of his disappearance. Tattoos, a deer head on his right forearm, a skull on his left shoulder, a black hatchet on his right rib. Charles last seen wearing an orange Under Armour hoodie, light gray sweatpants, and cowboy boots. If you have info on Charles Lamkin, call Louisville Metro PD 502-574-7111. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. We do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.